The Egyptian king had a dream and was most interested to learn what it meant. He therefore asked all the seers and wise men in the land. Yet none of them were able to interpret his dream. It was just then that someone who had been in prison with Prophet Yusuf mentioned him to the king. The king declared, "I dreamt of 7 fat cows, which 7 thin ones ate, and 7 green ears of wheat, and some others which were dry. O counselors, explain my dream to me if you are those who can interpret visions." They said, "A jumbled mass of mixed up dreams. We do not know the meaning of such things." The one of them who had been saved then said, remembering after a period, "I will tell you what it signifies, so send me out." Everything was happening in line with a plan prepared by God for Prophet Yusuf. Forgotten for years in a dungeon, Prophet Yusuf was suddenly remembered by the will of God. This was how Prophet Yusuf interpreted the king's dream. He said, "Sow for 7 years in the normal way, and leave that which you harvest in the ear, except for a small amount from which you eat. Then after that, 7 hard years will arrive, in which you can eat from what you set aside for them, except for a little which you store. Then after that, another year will come in which the people will be helped by rain in plenty, and when they once more will press." In the wake of that interpretation, the king sent a messenger to call Prophet Yusuf to him. Yet he sent the messenger back to the king with a number of important questions in order that his innocence should be revealed. The king said, "Bring him to me straight away." But when the envoy came to him, he said, "Go back to your master and inquire of him what happened about the woman who cut their hands. My lord has knowledge of their cunning guile." In response to his question, the king gathered the woman together and asked for the truth of the matter. He said, "What was this past affair of yours when you solicited Yusuf?" Then they said, "God forbid, we know no bad of him." The governor's wife then said, "The truth has now emerged. Indeed, I tried to seduce him then, and he has simply told the honest truth." After so many years, the truth finally emerged. The way that Prophet Yusuf spent years in prison despite being totally innocent contained something very auspicious. Every moment experienced by this holy prophet had been planned in the sight of God. Throughout his time in prison, he had grown deeper and more mature in faith. In addition, the situation in Egypt had been arranged in such a way as to bring him to power.